We're going to get some snow and sleet starting late Wednesday night.
Snow is late, start late Wednesday night.
I'm thinking 1 to 3 inches by Thursday morning.
Okay.
And then that will turn to ice and slowly transition to rain as the temperatures go up through the 30s. Then on Friday, the rain could either mix or change the snow before it ends in the mid-30s. Your Saturday is just sunny and cold. And Sunday, cloudy. And I would say right now you have a 50-50 shot of getting some snow.
All right. Well, that's these guys at Swast are going to earn their. Oh wow, they're going to have to earn their money. This is the worst possible thing you could have is a variation of change in snow and stuff like that. I mean, they'll handle it because they're great at doing what they do. But boy, Mother Nature doesn't make it easy for them.
Oh no, it's really going to be a mess. There's no doubt about it. And this is, to me, this is more like March than February.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get this in March, not February. But anyhow, that's a scoop damn.
Wow.
Have you heard anything on the results of Iowa?
Well, I have because I'm such a Bernie supporter and stuff like that. I am on the list. Bernie Sanders' campaign put out, they have all these the major campaigns, Mayor Pete, Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, they all there's 1,700 polling places, okay? They all have a person at each polling place, okay? They do. And they write down their numbers. They're just not official numbers, okay? So last night, the Bernie Sanders campaign sent out a fax. They had gotten through 40% of their polls, okay? And they had like a 3-point lead on a 2.5-point lead on Pete Buttigieg. Which is what the poll showed it would be, but I mean that's only 40%, so we won't know from the state probably until I would figure this afternoon or this evening.
And what is the problem?
They how would you like to do this? They created an app and they gave it the app. Now there's 1,700 locations, okay? So the leaders at each one of these polling places had an app on their phone, and they were going to just enter the information and send it right along. It was
Uh-oh.
going to speed things up, and it doesn't look that way. doesn't look that way.
Every year, there's a problem almost every year.
What the hit the problem with this is, why would you put something like that in? And they have backup, but why would you do that? It's amazing. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
And and most of the people when they saw this, what they were doing, the Democratic officials in Iowa, they said it was a bad idea, that there was just a lot of things that could go wrong, and a lot went wrong. So, I mean, I think what you're going to see at the end is Pete, Mayor Pete, and Bernie at the top two. I think Elizabeth Warren will be third, and Biden's either fourth or fifth, I think is what you're going to see. And if Joe Biden comes in lower than fourth, he's finished. He's done. I mean, if you come in less than Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren and the other two people, when you're the former vice president, that said that but we'll see what the final numbers come out as.
What is usually the icon, so to speak, of the upcoming election? Like, is it Iowa or is it New Hampshire?
Iowa's always the first in the nation. But it's a that like they're saying now this it's not going to be this way next year. So Iowa's the first in the nation, to vote really, the Iowa caucuses, and then New Hampshire is next, and then Nevada has a caucus next, and then it's South Carolina has a primary. But they decided to do major implementations, and people said that it wasn't going to work, and they went ahead with it anyways, and. it hasn't worked. So, we'll see. So we'll know sooner or later who won.
Yeah, obviously.
But anyway, that was the fiasco for last night. So just be glad you weren't working at those polling places, because you didn't get out of there last night probably till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Anyway.
Well, if I had a choice of being there or where I was, I would have rather been there.
Well, yeah, it's the short term game is going to be good. It's tough because you've been working your teeth for what, about almost a year now.
It may be a year.
Yeah. So the long term portion, it'll be good, Pat. Once you get past it, it'll be good. It'll be all worth it. I know it's hard to believe, but it'll be all worth it.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, and she's a good dentist, but
And by the way, Pat could have purchased a brand new top of the line Mercedes for the amount of money that he put in his mouth.
Oh, you get that right.
Oh my God. Expensive stuff. But like I said, in the end, Pat, you'll be glad you did it. You really will. You just gotta get through it, that's all.
And just gotta get to the end.
Yeah. You see, you don't see this in the advertisement because nobody would ever do it.
you are so right. You really are right.
No one would ever do it.
So I mean, yeah, and you know, I mean, I could see one implant. I don't think one implant would be a problem. But when you have to get your whole top of your mouth, oh boy.
It's not fun.
No.
But like I said, you will love it in the end.
Hope you're right.
You will love it. Because that's it. You won't have to do it anymore. That's it. You're done. Yeah, that's right. So we can go to the old age home for radio broadcasters and still have our teeth.
Isn't that great?
That's a thought to think about.
That's really great.
All right, Pat, I want you to take care of your mouth. Take two aspirin and call me in the morning.
Thank you, Doc.
Anytime. Take care, Pat.
All right. You too, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Pat Pigano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.